Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, October 30th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace ever recorded. Trump's support with blacks is on the rise, and a sidewalk collapses in New York. A man falls into hundreds of rats. When President Trump said we're turning the corner, it may not be the pandemic corner, but the economy sure is doing an about face. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace ever recorded in the third quarter, expanding at an annualized pace of 33.1%. This according to the U.S. Commerce Department. The economic rebound means that the U.S. recovered significant ground following the record-breaking collapse of output due to lockdowns intended to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Despite the third quarter gains, the economy is still 3.5% smaller than it was as the year began. And listen to this. New claims for unemployment benefits fell to 751,000 in the week ending October 24th. This according to the Labor Department. That marks a decline of 40,000 from the previous week's revised level. Economists had expected about 758,000 jobless claims. The initial claims number is the lowest since March. The Daily Rasmussen Reports poll that tracks black support for President Trump shows the president sitting at 31% as of Thursday, 5 days before the election. In 2016, according to exit polls, Trump earned just 8% of the black vote compared to 88% for Hillary Clinton. So if Rasmussen is wrong, let's say by a factor or two, if support from likely black voters ends up being just half of what the pollsters found, just 15 or 16%, Trump would still end up doubling his 2016 share of the black vote, which would mean he won more black support than any modern Republican presidential contender. Bob Dole won 12% of the black vote in 1996, and that was considered a big deal. Although he still didn't win, Rasmussen also has been tracking Trump's job approval with black Americans and has watched it creep up to as high as 46% as recently as just last week. Coming up, our saint of the day, he undertook the ecclesiastical reorganization of the church and was most merciful to those who repented after having denied their faith. Quote of the day, our Lord wills that you cling to him alone. If your faith were greater, how much more peaceful you would be even when great trials surround and oppress you. St. Paula Frassinetti. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Marcellus. Saint Marcellus was elected pope in 307, the last years of the persecution of the church by Diocletian. He undertook the ecclesiastical reorganization of the church and was most merciful to those who repented after having denied their faith. When certain people known as the lapsi refused to do penance for their apostasy and thus were not pardoned by Saint Marcellus, the tyrant emperor sent Saint Marcellus into exile. And that's where he died in 309 as a result of privations. Three people were killed in a knife assault at a church in Nice, France, in what President Emmanuel Macron called an Islamist terrorist attack. The assault was quickly followed by similar attempts in France and one near a French consulate in Saudi Arabia, though it was unclear if they really were coordinated. France was put on its highest terrorism alert with heightened security at places of worship since a schoolteacher was beheaded by a Muslim extremist just 2 weeks ago north of Paris. The authorities have conducted dozens of raids, proposed banning several Muslim groups that they consider extremists, and even suggested that ethnic food aisles and groceries be eliminated. The measures have found widespread support in a nation that's traumatized by Islamic State-inspired terrorist attacks, while unnerving many of France's nearly 6 million Muslims, almost all of whom condemn the violence. Hurricane Zeta has left about 2 million people without power across the South. The storm shredded homes and businesses, making landfall on the Louisiana coast as a Category 2 hurricane on Wednesday. Then it plowed through Georgia, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Mississippi. At least 3 people have died after Hurricane Zeta's powerful winds downed power lines and toppled trees across Georgia. Widespread outages left more than 600,000 Georgians without electricity and took some of the state's advanced voting locations offline Thursday. And it was an important day for early in-person voting. The final 2 days are among the busiest during Georgia's early voting period, and voters faced delays Thursday morning as of 15 of the state's 159 counties opened polling sites late because of the storm. A package containing documents relating to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's scandal-plagued son Hunter Biden that went missing while being shipped to Fox News host Tucker Carlson in California has now been located, according to a report. The package was first brought up Wednesday evening by Carlson on his program. He said a source had sent his team a collection of confidential documents related to the Biden family he believed to be authentic and damning. His team received the documents while Carlson and his executive producer were in Los Angeles interviewing Tony Bobulinski, a former business associate of Hunter Biden, and had a producer ship them from the network's New York offices overnight. Well, the producer used a large brand name company, according to Carlson, though he didn't identify the company. Okay, this sounds like a bad Halloween movie, but it's true. A man is hospitalized with injuries after a New York City sidewalk collapsed under him, dropping him into a hole that was filled with rats, according to local media reports. The incident happened near a bus stop on 3rd Avenue in the Bronx, according to CBS New York and News 4 New York. Family members told both stations the victim was scared to speak while he was stuck in the hole because he was afraid the rats would get in his mouth. The victim's name is Leonard Shoulders. He remained hospitalized as of Thursday with head and arm injuries. Not to say about his brain, he's probably going to be scarred for life. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day. The best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.